If you're a woman seeking a safe space to hear genuine conversations about faith, family, mental health, and life as a modern day woman, then girl, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Desiree Ofori podcast. Hi, hey, hello. Welcome to another episode of the Desiree Ofori podcast. I'm Desiree. Thank you so much for tuning in, whether you're listening to this on a traditional podcast platform like Apple, iTunes, or Spotify, or you are watching on YouTube on my Desiree Ofori YouTube channel. Thank you so much for clicking that thumbnail and tuning in. So today, by the title, I haven't figured out what the title is yet, but by the title, you will know that we are talking about being careful of the content we consume and not being gluttons. Basically, that's what I want to talk to you guys about today. And as usual, these topics come from life experiences and things that God has been revealing to me in my own personal life. And so I am just bringing you along the ride, sharing with you the things that is helping me to be more confident and to have more bold faith when it comes to just living this everyday life, having this human experience here on earth. All right, so let's get right into it. So back in February, I decided to take a break from social media because, you know, at times we all need a break, but it was something that I knew that would possibly be for an extended amount of time. I have taken breaks from social media 2 weeks, a month. I think maybe the longest I've ever done besides this was maybe 3 months. And like I said, I started in February with Instagram and I made it a final decision mid-July to deactivate all of my Instagram accounts. Yes, I had multiple to deactivate them, to log off, to deactivate my Facebook account. And, you know, at the end of the day, I just wanted to get to a place where I could simplify my online presence because I was frankly overwhelmed with everything that was happening in the world, everything that I was consuming. And the algorithm is a beast. It works like it's meant to work. Whatever you tap onto, whatever you click onto, whatever you pause to watch, it's going to start taking notice of all of that and feed you more of it. Whether or not you really did intend to continue watching that or even click on it or whatnot. So I have found that I am feeling a lot better not being on social media. I have been forced to be more intentional with my real life relationships, whether or not those people live close to me in the vicinity of where I live or not. I have just been put on task to be more intentional. And it's been beautiful. It's been really beautiful. I also realized that even though I was not on social media, I still had that addictive habit of wanting to scroll through something, wanting to consume a lot of content. I will say that I am a recovering, this is the first time I'm saying this, I am a recovering research junkie. I do not want to be a research junkie anymore. And when I say research junkie, I'm the type of person that would have a thought or see something or want to buy something, and I would just research and research and research on no end. I'm reading all the reviews. I'm watching all the videos. I'm reading all the articles. I'm talking to all the people about all the things about this topic, about this thing. And it just gets to a point where I would have decision paralysis or basically just overanalyze the situation when I just need to like go with my gut and make a decision and make a choice and pick or decide not to take in that, whatever it is that it is. So I got to a place where because I wasn't on social media, I was consuming YouTube a lot more. I know people are always like, well, you know, YouTube is not social media, but you're still consuming content. So we've got the videos, we've got the shorts, then it became, okay, I'm watching too many YouTube videos. I'm gonna switch over to podcasts, listening to too many podcasts, binging over on Netflix. And the rare chance that I get to do that because kids are home during the summer, so they've kind of taken over. And then it turned into Pinterest, which I was into Pinterest in the beginning, and then I kind of fell off. And even Etsy, y'all, even Etsy, Etsy.com, I still have a shop on there. I was researching and looking at all kinds of things, and I was like, girl, we are doing too much. And what God really, you know, revealed to me was that I had a glutton problem, and it wasn't about food, glutton about content. I kept searching for more social and media content thinking that the more I consume, the more content I would be. But I just found that I would not be as content as consuming so much content. It's funny, the content, being content and consuming content and producing content. It's funny that those two words are the same word, same spelling, but they have two different meanings. And so I really started to just dig into that and ask the Holy Spirit to give me knowledge and understanding about that. That's been my prayer for a while, to have more knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, like the word says that we should have and we can have when we, you know, seek God. And I got to a place where I wasn't really seeking God as much as I should have been. I was finding more pleasure seeking information outside of God. And when I say seeking information, sometimes it was good things, not necessarily bad things, not necessarily bad things that I was consuming and watching, because I've come to mature and understand that there's a lot of things that I, somebody with the spirit of discernment or the gift of discernment, and somebody who can take in a lot, like I'm just very sensitive when it comes to spiritual things and sensitive with whatever is around me and surrounding me, like, those things tend to, what's the word I'm looking for? They just tend to affect me a lot more than probably a lot of people, or maybe more people are affected the same way and they just are not, you know, cognizant of that. They don't realize that they're being affected. But I am very, very aware. I am very self-aware of when I start taking in certain things or watching certain people, and then I start to emulate or copy the things that they're doing. And so I know that I have to be very careful. My dreams are very vivid, so I know I have to be careful of what I watch, because then they will seep into my dreams. So I'm just very self-aware of what I need to consume. But even the good things that I was consuming, even when it comes to like spiritual development, understanding more, I got to a place where I wanted to understand more about the demonic realm and the supernatural in that place, and understanding our authority and how that all works and everything. I just got to a place where I was so invested in it, and I didn't think I was going to share that part, but I got so invested in it that it really interfered with my day-to-day, my dreams, you know, my feelings, my emotions, everything. And again, God just, you know, began to reveal to me more and more that you really need to be careful. The straw that I would say that, quote unquote, broke the camel's back, or the last straw, was when I was watching a YouTube video, and it was about the spiritual world and demons and things like that. And it wasn't necessarily like a scary conversation. It was a video podcast episode, and they were talking. The more they were talking, the more I kept feeling wrestled in my spirit, like, maybe this isn't something that you should be watching right now. It's not that this is not information that you can't know, because I do believe that we should know these things. We should have an understanding. But the depth of it, that I was getting into it, I started to feel like God was like, this is not what I want for you right now in this season, in this moment. I want you to go back to the basics. And before I came to that understanding of like, I need to just go back to the basics and like get my foundation rooted strongly in one, reading the Bible, hearing God for myself, seeking God, praying, and, you know, doing my devotional times and just having that quiet one-on-one time with God so that he can impart in me. I was doing a lot of taking in from other sources about spiritual life and making that more relevant to my life than like listening to what God was saying. And so I know that God is like, it's not that I don't want you to know that and that you can't get to it, but it needs to be on my timeline. It needs to be like, there's levels to this. Okay. And before we can peel off another layer, we got to take care of this level. And then once we take care of this level and you're solid in this level, then you will be able to get into the next level, the next layer, and we'll go deeper and deeper and deeper. And so there are times, and God, of course, wants us to go deeper and deeper and deeper into him. But I think some of us just get very zealous and overexcited a little bit too quickly, that we don't have a full understanding of just like the basics before we jump into like, I want to be out there, just using me as an example, I want to be out there casting out demons and, you know, you come pray for me and everything is like, there's a demon, that's spiritual. Like, there are a lot of things that are definitely demonic and spiritual. Everything has a spiritual component. But I think what God wants me to understand is that we need to be able to discern what needs to be cast out, what needs to be avoided, what needs to be prayed for, what needs to be, like, there's just certain things that I need to understand. And even though I've been a Christian for practically all my life, minus a season where I backslid and then came back, I there's a lot of things that I thought that I knew that I didn't really know or didn't really understand. And the more that I seek God, the more that I read his word, especially reading the Bible, I mean, the revelation of understanding, there's just things that I was like, I learned about this in Sunday school. I learned about this in church, but like not to this level. And God's just like, boom, 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 boom. And just like giving me so much information. So it's important for us to like truly seek God and see like, what is it that you want me to know? What is it that you want me to watch? What is it that you want me to listen to? Who is it that you want me to listen to? And take it from there and be obedient in that way. And the more that you practice being obedient to what God is putting in your heart to consume and how much to consume and when to consume it, the better off you'll be overall. So in that video that I was watching, I believe that these two are trustworthy people of God, a man of God and woman of God, and that they do operate in the prophetic. And I do believe that they do hear from God and understand things, like they are on another level. Okay. I do believe that. And one thing I loved that the lady said was, you know, there are some things or some people that you're watching. If I am becoming someone like, don't, I'm not like, I'm not saying these things for you to come to me and come like, oh, whatever she says, I'm going to do. Like, I want you to go still see God. I'm still going to turn you to God. I'm still going to turn you back to Jesus. I'm still going to send you back to the word. But if I become a stumbling block, like, don't be listening to me. Don't be following me on social media. That's what she was talking about. People that you follow on social media, all these preachers and pastors and evangelists and prophets and all these things, everybody with these titles, even the gurus, the faith-based gurus and everything and the influencers and all that stuff. Like, even if they're good, even if they mean well, even if, you know, they're sent by God, sometimes there are certain people that you can't listen to for a while. Like, for example, I'm not going to say that. There was somebody, I was going to say a name, I was going to name drop, but I'm not going to name drop. There was somebody that I was watching that everybody loved, not everybody, but a lot of people loved to watch. And I felt like for a season, like I had to step away from listening to that person because I was consuming too much of what they were saying. And everything that they were saying, like I was taking that as Bible instead of like going back and confirming it with the word. And that's the same thing in church. Your pastors could be preaching all kinds of things, but I feel like whatever you hear from the pulpit should either be like a conviction to your heart, like this is something that I need to change, or it should be a confirmation to what God is already showing you and revealing in your life. Like the message should either convict you to change, like, ooh, and you, that seed is dropped. So now, you know, God, Holy Spirit starts to work on you on that thing. Or I'm trying to hold up my finger. One or two, it should confirm whatever Holy Spirit and God is already showing you in your life. I think those are like the two biggest things that we should be taking away from, you know, the pastors and preachers, evangelists, or whatever like you that you take in. And I was talking to my sister about this, and she said sometimes, you know, you take things in and you're listening to good people, but where you are in life and whatever you're going through, it kind of like, she didn't say this word, but basically it kind of taints and misconstrues, I hope that's the right word, what their meaning or even what God means for you. And you have like this preconceived idea of like, this is what they mean, when that is not what they mean at all. So you really need the Holy Spirit. We really need the Holy Spirit alive and active in our life. And then in Romans 12:2, it says, do not copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Like the Bible says, as you think, so are you. Like, you are what you think. They go hand in hand. It goes hand in hand. Like, yes, your thinking can change the patterns of your life and how you go about life, what you consume, how you act and all of those things. But the word is saying, when you allow God to do that and do the transformation, that's what will change the way you think. And then as you are changing the way you think, because you're led by God on how to think, then you will know God's perfect will for you. You will know how to move on in life. Another scripture I have for you is Philippians 4:8, that says, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And that is one of my, if not the founding scriptures of my guided journal, Her Bold Faith, where I have 30 days of scripture that I have turned into affirmations for yourself, because as you are speaking the word over yourself, the more you will believe it and change. And like it said in Romans, do not copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. The more that you read the word, the more that you dive into what God wants for you, the more that you're thinking about what's noble and right and pure and lovely, all of these things, it will transform you and it will give you so much more than what the world has for you or what the world is trying to tell you to do, which a lot of times the world is trying to fight against the natural order and process and the mandates that God has placed. But what we need to do is to hold on to God, hold on to his word, hold on to what he is revealing and showing us, and then we can operate accordingly. And the last scripture that I want to share with you is Isaiah 11:2. And it says, and the spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And that's the New Living Translation version. And it's talking about Jesus, about how there's going to be a new branch in David's genealogy and his family tree. There are new branches coming. It's basically talking about Jesus and all of these things that Jesus will be. But I feel deep down in my heart and in my spirit that this is a scripture that we can pray over ourselves. So if you find yourself struggling with taking in a lot of information, or you want to become a recovering research junkie like I am doing, I am working through, and you're like, I like to consume too much content and I realize how much it makes my brain just feel so foggy and just so anxious, even because sometimes we take in a lot of information and just like, it makes you more anxious, it makes you more depressed, it just really plays with you in like not the best way possible. This scripture, I believe we can pray over ourselves. So I'm going to take the Message version, the Message Bible version of this scripture, and I'm going to apply it to myself, and you can apply it to yourself with me. And this is what God wants us to do. Pray the word of God, because it is true, it is honest, it is right, and you can believe what the word of God says. So if the word of God says something over you and you are struggling in an area, use the word of God to pray over yourself. Insert your name in there. Just claim it over yourself and memorize these scriptures so that they become not just a part of your head knowledge, but a part of your spirit. All right, so Isaiah 11:2 in the Message version. The life-giving spirit of God will hover over me. The spirit that brings wisdom and understanding. The spirit that gives direction and builds strength. The spirit that instills knowledge and fear of God. This is my prayer. This is my declaration. Okay? And if you go further on into that chapter, go on even at least to verse 5, it talks about how this wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, how it causes you to not be somebody that judges others based on appearance. You know how to have judgment and justice correctly, like everything that you need to know about like just operating life. And like I said earlier, having this human experience here on earth, all of that knowledge and wisdom and understanding that comes from the Holy Spirit, that comes from Jesus, that comes from God, the Father, that's what's going to guide you. And it's not going to contradict itself. The word of God never contradicts itself, but it always leads you to a better path. So I pray that this was helpful for you, that it was an eye-opener at least, to just be more conscious and more self-aware of how much you're consuming, whether it is social media, whether it is a movie, the type of movies, the type of shows that you're watching, the type of music that you're listening to, the people that you are following, the people that you are listening to, all of these things, your eye gate, your ear gate, what you're speaking over yourself, repeating what other people have said, and you're saying it over yourself. There are even some songs and lyrics that we say, we don't even really think about the words that we're saying, but we're singing it. So we're singing it over ourselves, and you're like, you're taking it in and you're speaking it over yourself. Be careful what's coming out of your mouth, and be careful of what other people are telling you to say that you are repeating for yourself outwardly and internally. All right, so let me pray for you. I know we did that prayer, but let me just pray for you and then we'll be out of here. Lord God, thank you so much for, again, your desire for us to not be in the dark, to not know things. Like, you want us to know, you want us to have knowledge and wisdom and understanding. You don't want to leave us like blindsided, but you also want us to learn these things in the proper way, in a proper order, in the proper season. Your word says there's a season for everything. And knowledge is great, but we have to know when to have that knowledge, where to seek it from, and when and how to apply it to our lives. So I just pray, God, that you would help us to be able to have that understanding, like we prayed Isaiah 11:2 over us, that your life-giving spirit will hover over us, Lord God, so that you would bring wisdom and understanding to us, and that your spirit will give us direction and build our strength, so that, you know, what is instilled in us is knowledge and the fear of God, the reverence of who you are, and to not be fearful of who you are, like in like, oh, I'm scared of God, but to have reverence and respect for you and your process and your ways and your timeline, that we will be respectful and that we will love you, that wherever it is that we are in our learning process, that we will be patient with ourselves, that we will not try to rush it, but that we will operate in according to how you want us to operate in the time that you want us to operate in it. Continue to, in our daily lives, give us understanding and knowledge. Give us little nuggets of like, this is what you should do. Pick this color, pick this outfit, talk to this person. All of these different things that you try to show us, allow us to be more aware of it so that we can practice our obedience and practice building our strength in knowledge, wisdom, and understanding as you give it to us. I thank you, God, for all of these things. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, you guys, until next time, stay well and be blessed. Bye.
Okay, one more thing before you leave. If you found any value in today's episode, do yourself and others a favor. Don't just keep it to yourself. Spread the word. Screenshot it, share it on social media, send a link to it via text message to your friend group. Let people know that this was valuable and that it will help change their lives. Also, it would mean so much to me if you can go and leave us a review on Apple iTunes so that other people who are shopping podcasts know that this is worth their time. And if you haven't already joined our email list, go ahead and look at the description bar. The link will be there. Until next time, be blessed and stay well.